George? I got it.
You two are bad friends.
Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1999.
It. We're not starting yet. I'll tell you why we're not starting yet.
Why not?
Because I almost didn't make it today because I got one of these zits right underneath the nose.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. And you know, when it's right on the nose like this, it's the most painful one.
No, the ones that are on the nose, that's right next to the nose.
Yeah, okay, the ones on the nose. This is a second, though.
Can you tell me if this is a zit? Can I show you something?
Your face?
No, look at this. Oh.
Yeah, let me see.
I'm serious.
Yeah, where?
Can you see it?
No, that's not a zit, dude.
What is it, a spider bite?
No, you know what that looks like?
What?
You know how they have, they put the cups on the body to, like, extract?
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Does it?
Or a leech was there.
Well.
What about me? What about me?
Let me see.
What about me?
Let me see.
Right here.
Yeah, see, you know what?
Yeah,
it yeah. That looks like a zit.
Yeah, it's my asshole. It's my asshole.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, happy New Year.
We're not going into that yet. No, we're not.
DJ New Year. It's the remix for the New Year. It's the Rudy Gerp. Hey, thank you guys for dressing up, by the way.
Yeah, first of all,
you look good. And Rudy said, I said, Rude, we're dressing up tonight. And she said, what should I wear? And I said, just something a little fancy because it's New Year's.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, I will. And then she wore second or third hand clothing.
Yeah, that's fifth hand clothing.
Way to go, Rudy.
Yeah, where'd you get that shirt? I have so many shirts I gave you.
Yeah, but I like this.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But wait a minute. Why, when I asked you if you dressed up and you said yes, why did you lie?
I dressed up.
You dressed? You dressed?
Period.
Yeah, she dressed.
You dressed, period.
Yeah.
It begins
you didn't dress
and
up. That's you going to like a formal... A ball or something?
Can you imagine if you went to at high school? They do like spring and have you done to a dance yet?
Yeah.
What did you go to?
Homecoming.
And did you wear that?
No.
What did you wear?
A sparkling dress.
How come you wouldn't wear that for here?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was too much.
You're not taking this job serious.
Yeah. And why do you look like Dora today?
Yeah, you do look.
Yeah,
like
you're
Dora-ish.
Let's go through the cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, we have our own. What is he called? What's Andres? Is Dorian?
Yeah, Dorian. Yeah,
Dorian.
Or Dorian. Yeah.
Oh, we need to find all the enemies. Count to 10.
You're Dora. You have the same tone. You look just like her. Our little Dora. Thanks for dressing up, Rudy. Did you see George and Andres dressed up? They look good.
I like Andres' suit. I like your shirt. Is that fitted?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fitted.
Yeah, where'd you get it at?
This is was fitted from a TV show that I did.
Oh yeah, you stole it.
I asked for it.
Did you take it?
I did.
Yeah.
Don't you take clothes every time you do a show?
I always ask.
I ask the wardrobe. And
yeah,
you
I
make,
go wardrobe. Hey,
you make
do
friends
I have to buy
me.
This?
No.
Sometimes they go, I'll just give you like discount. But sometimes they give it to you.
I always make friends. Always make friends with wardrobe. Always. Because by the way, they're usually cool ass chicks.
Yeah.
Who, and then you become cool with them. And then they know cool shit and know cool people. And then you go, can I take some stuff?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I'll take some stuff.
I become friends with craft service.
Because you're fat.
But no, that's not why you fucked hard. It's they give me the good juice.
Oh, because they got the... Oh, right.
Sometimes it's like they give like the star number one and two, right? Protein shakes.
Yeah.
That they blend in the back.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I'm like 15th on the call sheet. Yeah, down. So they go to the table and there's like two pretzels and a fucking piece of licorice on there. That's why I have to be friends with the fucking... And then they give me the protein.
Yeah, they go, we got you, Bobo. Yeah.
Or they'll give me like energy drinks and whatnot. But can I say something about... Thank God 2020 is over.
2020 is over!
The worst... Probably the worst year?
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the years that you've had...
2001, when 9/11 happened...
That was a good year for me.
Pretty good year.
I like that year.
2008, the market crashed, housing market. Mm. Didn't own a house then, so I was fine.
Yeah.
2020, kind of a bad year, but we started this podcast, so pretty good year.
Y2K was bad.
Y2K was bad.
Yeah.
But the computers never crashed.
Not only that I got like 2,000 bottles of water still at my house from Y2K.
From Y2K?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you have any resolutions?
Yeah, I have a lot of resolutions.
Yeah? What like name
my
one?
Resolution would be to not... Does it have to be associated to you or just in general?
associated to me.
Okay. I knew it was going to be about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to not get so mad at you so fast.
Yep.
Because I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And to genuinely tell you more often that I really do appreciate you.
I appreciate you. I love you.
And that I love you.
I love you. Appreciate you. I do. I do.
No, dude. Next year, I want to have more fights and more fun on this show. Yeah. I want to blow this thing up.
I have some things.
Nah.
I want to say it.
Rudy, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Associated with Tito Bobby.
Yeah, well, they must be because he's such a brat.
Yeah.
We can't get around it.
I need to know more punching.
No more punching.
No, me.
No, yeah, you more punching, fight, yes, but back. no punching out of you.
Fight back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And that's all.
Good.
Really?
That's good.
Interesting.
All right, what are your resolutions?
Mine?
Andres. With Tito Bobby, of course. It's got to be about him.
He hates when I make fun of him, and he treats me badly afterwards, so I need to be on his good side.
Never treated you bad.
This resolution was brought to you by Babbel, the language learning experience.
Oh, very good. Very good.
But, what's your resolution, you goon? You weirdo creep. By the way, George is having a baby in like 7 months.
It's insane.
Gross.
I know.
Go ahead.
Just to communicate more with Bobby, I think I don't tell him 3 times about things, and that's my fault.
Ooh, condescending facetiousness. I love that about George. George, that's good. Point for George. Mm-hmm. What's your resolutions, Bob?
Well, one is to win more in the gulag.
Yeah, you got to win more in the gulag. Because when you lose in the gulag, 50-50, it's embarrassing.
50-50 right now.
Right.
Secondly is, when you text me irrelevant things,
mm-hmm.
Childish things, can I say?
Like what?
Like, what do you think about this shirt? Or, you know what I mean? Hey, did you see this video? Hee hee ha ha. For me to read that and go, he's probably not as emotionally evolved spiritually, physically, yeah, but emotionally and spiritually, no. And that to just be more mindful about where he's coming from a child place, from a baby face place.
Mm.
And so
I guess I am more childish
really
than you.
Not really done.
Because you're 49 and you play video games for six hours a day.
And,
but I do guess that that's more childish.
Yeah.
And you collect
and
boogers.
And mine wasn't an attack on yours.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
I'm telling you what my fucking New
Year's
is.
This is New Year's resolution, so can you be nice today? This is the new year.
All right. Okay. I'll be real. You want me to be real?
You got what you wanted. Joe Biden won. Everything's working
out. All right. All right. You're right.
The vaccine's out.
You're right. You're
right.
What
more do you want?
Here we go. You know, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. My girlfriend.
Partner.
My partner.
At this point, partner.
Yeah, my partner.
And by the way, legally, that's your wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she met this girl named Andy Letterman.
Andy?
Annie Letterman.
I know. We know who she is.
Okay. And so, they talked for the first time on the phone for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night they talked on the phone for 4.5 hours. Okay.
You think she's going to leave you for Annie?
No, that's not what it is. Is that, and then I kind of questioned. I go, I've talked to my brother for 4 hours on the phone, collectively my whole life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
My discussions with my brother is this. What's up? Hey, what are you doing? Eating dinner. Later.
Bye.
That's it.
Right.
Right. If I asked more about it, he would think that I was on drugs again.
Or you think you care.
No. But that's the thing.
But that's what most people would think.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So since Kalila, right, is, she does that with people, wants to get to know them and connect with them.
Yeah, she
right,
cares
and know
about
the
people.
History and whatnot, right?
Cares about people.
I
don't care about people.
No, I do, right? But I want to put more investment into knowing somebody and to spending more time with people on the phone and to explore, their inner workings and whatnot, right?
Okay.
And their history and their desires and what, And so I just want to I want to join the human race. Yeah. So this next, and then the next year I'll be 50.
Big time.
Big time, right? It's almost over for me.
It's been.
Yeah, it's downhill.
Been downhill.
Yeah,
you're halfway
know, exactly.
down the hill, kid.
I know. And so for me, it's like, it's either put up or shut up.
And what are you going to do, you think?
What I'm going to do from now on is I'm going to call you, you, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I express feelings. But pure, like, really, I want to get to know you.
I dare you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you and I go, ring, ring.
Dare you. Hello?
Andy. Andrew.
Hi, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I don't know. I was just kind of thinking about you and everything about you.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah. So how, what was growing up like?
Wouldn't you rather do this on the podcast?
No, but that's the thing. Because the stuff that we do here is it's all in show, right? Because you and I, when we – I want to put
– expose the show.
I want to expose the show a little bit.
Do
right?
it.
I come in here. Him and I are grumpy.
Yeah.
Right? We'll say like grumpy things to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck, dude? You're late. And I'll be like, dude, I told you fucking there's traffic or whatever it might be.
Right.
Then they'll turn on the cameras and we just go.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I grab my shit and I just bail.
As fast as you can.
As fast as I can.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't have, you know what I mean? I hardly know you.
Yeah.
You know, let's be real.
But I know you.
Not that well, though.
But you don't.
I want to know you more. I want to know the inner workings of you.
Well, you should ask more questions.
I am. I want to know what makes
you
tick.
I've known you for a decade and you don't. Do you never ask?
I know. That's why I've known so many people for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't seem to give a shit.
That's a big problem.
It's a problem.
Big time.
Right? It's a big problem.
Well, we're going to work it out today.
Yeah.
Do you want to call someone that you know for a long time that we haven't asked? Let's get someone on the phone right now.
Who?
You name it.
I don't want to know right now.
We'll call someone right now. No, you said you want to start today. It's the new year. We're starting today. Let's call someone that you haven't really asked a lot of questions about that you really want to get to know.
Just call anybody and I'll do it. I'll call.
Andy Dick.
Do you have his number?
No.
Oh, I do.
I know you do.
But he's called me like 6-7 times. I haven't returned his phone call.
Let's call him right now. This is an opportunity to prove to yourself that you are finally going to do the thing you should be doing.
Andy Dick.
Very smart.
Because fucking Andy Dick.
Well, because here's what you do. You say you don't want to develop a
relationship. He sometimes changes his number, so let's just see
hey,
if I have
can
it.
We do this? Look at me. Look at me real fast before you do it. Look.
What?
I want to help. This will be fun for the show.
All right, first of all.
Let me do this. Can I type on the computer there and on the screen? You'll see. And you have to ask the questions that I type on there. That'll be fun.
I know, but first, we'll do that. I promise I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I also want to apologize for not calling him back and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't open up and fucking ask the questions.
Just go, my New Year's resolution is that I'm trying to call people back and be more conscious of it. I want to say I'm sorry about not calling you back, but can I talk to you? All right, put it on the speaker there.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. God, I hope he answers.
Okay, hey.
It's voicemail.
Thanks for calling. Leave your name and your phone number and
hang up. No. You got to call it. Try again.
What? It's not even going to ring.
Maybe he's...
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
It's ringing.
Speaker.
Please don't pick up. He's not going to pick up.
Please.
Bobby Lee?
Hi, Andy.
Oh, my God. What's up with you?
Well, here's the thing is that you... You texted me and a couple times, and I haven't called you back, and I felt guilty about it. So, you know, I'm on my we're doing a New Year's episode on my Bad Friends podcast, and you're on it right now. And I just wanted to apologize to you that I didn't call you back.
Well, first of all, I didn't even remember that you didn't call me back. Secondly, you shouldn't have told me because now I hate you.
Oh, fuck. I should have let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but thirdly, I think about you all the time.
I think about you too.
And I miss you.
Right? I miss you too. And I also want to, I want to get to know you better because that's my New Year's resolution is to know people better. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you mind?
Right now, sure. I'm just arriving at this holiday party.
We'll set it up for some other day. We'll set it up for some other day then, maybe.
Why don't you shove off a couple of questions? I don't know why I said shove off.
All right. I've never asked you about your family. How is your son?
I have two sons. One's 25 and one's 33. And that's so nice of you to ask because you probably heard that the younger one died last week.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, why don't you go to your party? I'll talk to you later. I promise I'll keep more in contact with you, okay?
Oh, I love you.
I love you. That was very good.
I do that one a lot.
I know. That's a really good one. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. Oh, my God. What the fuck, bro? I'm not doing this.
This is great.
This is terrible.
This is great.
I fucking... You know what? I swear to God, I thought you knew. I thought that you knew that his son had died because it's very believable, right?
Yeah, people die.
Right, and then when I read it and he goes, my son died last week, a rage came up. Like, I looked at you and I went, you motherfucker.
Yeah. No, wow. That's a good bit by Andy Dick.
All right, I like that. It felt better.
But can I tell you something?
So
you
know, now we're good. So let's call somebody else.
You know what Andy said?
What?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
I really like that you want to know more about me. Do you see it matters when you invest your time in other people?
Oh, my God.
He gave a shit.
Yeah.
That you gave a shit. It was nice.
Yeah. So Andy Dick still... I honestly thought he's not going to have... He always changes his number.
What do you know about... I mean, who else is in your phone that you don't ask enough questions about that calls you all the time? Go to your call list. Go to missed.
Oh, my God.
Go to missed.
Well, people don't stop calling me, so...
Go to missed, and who...
I did.
Who?
Well, Eric Griffin, but I'm going to call him.
Why?
What?
Why?
Brandon Dermer, but I already talked to him.
I love Derms. You owe Griff. You should probably call him.
What am I going to call... Oh, fuck.
This is New Year's resolution! That's a whole
point.
All right,
here we go. But you know what? I'm not going to tell him I'm on the podcast. I'm going to pretend. I'll tell him later. I'm going to pretend that this is a sincere...
Because you want it to be genuine.
Be genuine.
Okay, do
so
it
that's
then.
That's not for, like, you know, jokes.
But it's not because you're tricking him. You just want it to be genuine. All right.
Hello?
Hello, dear friend.
What do you want?
Nothing. I think you're a dear friend of mine, and I just wanted to call to see how you're doing.
What's going on? What is this? Am I being punked? What's happening?
No, fuck you. No, man. Dude. No, dude. Listen to me, man. I've known you for so long, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? And you've done so many good things for you. For me. For me.
Yeah, exactly.
For me. No, no.
See how you said it?
No. You've done so many good things for me. You've been such a great friend. And I just realized that I just don't know you that well. You know what I mean? I want to get to know you better.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? Oh, dude. I'm just calling... Dude, I'm just calling. This is not a trap or nothing.
Okay. Well, I moved today, in case you're interested in my life.
Oh, I didn't know. Where'd you move to?
We talked about this already. I moved on the west side of town. So you don't even remember the conversations we've already had.
Well, you moved to the west side? So, how are you feeling?
Oh, brother.
What do you mean? How are you feeling?
I'm exhausted from this move.
Oh, you moved? You actually physically moved stuff with your body?
Yeah, I did. I had some personal things I didn't want.
Oh, how's Rachel?
She's good. She's right here. Bobby.
Tell her I said hi. Hello, Rachel. I'd like to know her more, too.
He's on some kind of radio show or something like that. He's talking in a weird voice right now.
No, I'm not. This is me, and I want to get to know. I love you, dude. Fuck you, man. I love you. I mean, all right. So, I would love to have dinner with you and Rachel one time. After COVID, though. After the COVID.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, we should do that.
Me, Kalila, you, we'll go grab a bite to eat?
Yeah. Can you say that in English? Two times fast?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do that with you anymore where you make fun of me, and I'm not going to make fun of you back. I think you're a great guy. What can I get
you? I make fun of you.
What can I get you for the holidays?
Always make fun of me.
I know. I'm changing. What can I get you for the holidays?
I don't know.
I love you. I wish your family well.
A PlayStation 5.
Oh, that's hard. I can't get myself one. I want to get you a gift, though.
All right.
All right? So just let me know. All text right. It to me or whatnot, okay?
All right, babe.
All right, I love you, bud.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See how nice that was? And see how good that felt?
It didn't feel good at all. Yeah. I felt...
But you're working through the kinks.
A rage.
You got to clean out the cobwebs in order to get to the place where you need to be. This is great.
BetterHelp. I'll tell you what, during this pandemic, Andrew, nothing saved me more than BetterHelp. I've gotten such great therapy through BetterHelp. It's such an easy thing to use, and it's very affordable. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, there is, actually.
I know there is.
Yeah, and I want to get some help, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
You can start communicating. I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
You can start communicating in under 48 hours.
No, truth be told.
And we both use it, and I honestly think that this is so helpful to me and my family, this service. We love it.
It is, because during a tough time, it's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional counseling done securely online. Mm-hmm. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home.
It's available worldwide.
That's right. And you can log in from literally anywhere. So they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches for you. And it's free to change counselors if needed, if you want to keep switching it up. So BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
And I also said before that it's literally more affordable than like traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
That's right. So many people have been using it. They're recruiting now in all 50 states. So special offer for Bad Friends listeners only. 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BadFriends. That is 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BadFriends. All right. So look, you're doing a good job with your New Year's resolutions.
Thank you.
And let's see, some of the fans have New Year's resolutions, and they want to tell us what their New Year's resolutions are, okay?
Hey, Andres. What up, Rudy? Next year's resolution. I'm going to stop pulling off to the side of the road to masturbate after work. I think people are catching on. All my spots have been blown up, and it's not a good idea, really. So,
okay. Well, can I tell you my main problem?
We got great fans.
Can I make my? I know. My main problem with that?
Yeah.
Is
it looks like this tooth of his pulled off to the side of his mouth to get some escapism.
Also, it's like, hey,
what's your main problem?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy and
hey,
Andres.
Andres.
Yeah, he didn't say what's up to us.
Yeah, so that's my main problem. The second thing is
they are the stars of the show, to be honest.
Also, you never pull off to the side of the road. You drive and do
just
it.
Just keep doing it.
That's the talent.
Right, right. Get some talent, dude.
That way, you know what I mean? No one can blow up your spot.
Right. That's why he's like, all these spots are blown up. Yeah, you're just moving.
Motion.
Yeah, you're moving. That's the ghost. Let's see another one.
Hi, Bad Friends.
Oh, my gosh. Push pause. Okay. What? When I see an Asian that looks like that, I need a second.
All right, take a breath.
They still make them that way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, old school.
Here we go.
There we go. Go ahead.
And Ticonderona number two.
Hi, Bad Friends. My New Year's resolution is to stop talking shit about New Year's resolutions, because people are working hard to change themselves, and here I am going, ew, New Year's, you mean, In fact, I fucking turn off my lights, close the door, and make one of my own. This year's New Year's resolutions is to be a fucking good human being. Stop being so selfish. And, you know, meet Bobby Lee.
Yes, these are my kids. Oh, yeah. These are the ones. You know, I used to have a guy that looked just like him.
How Asian is this guy?
No, but I used to hang
out. This guy is Asia.
I had an Asian guy.
Ladies
like
and gentlemen, it's Asia.
Named Young Ko.
Young Ko.
Yeah, he looked exactly like this. Right?
This guy's great.
I go, Young, go to Wiener Schnitzel, get me a hot dog, right? All right, be back. Right? Come back with a fucking hot dog. I love dudes like this.
Yeah, this guy's great. Yeah, well, let's meet him. That's his resolution.
I'm going to meet him.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Big
What's
fans.
Up?
Big fans.
What's up,
guys?
Andrew, Rudy, even George. I love you guys.
Australia.
You guys literally make my Mondays. You make my weeks. My New Year's resolution this year is to just be a lot more disciplined. I think with the changing of the times, a lot of us are working remotely and, it's bad habits have formed. Mm. And now it's just to try and get rid of those bad habits and adopt new ones, like not sleep in until Bobby Lee hours.
I like that.
You know, but to actually rise up early and have determination and perseverance to do the work at home. And I've felt myself slipping. And this year, I want to just make it a staple. Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Big kisses.
I actually think he's South African.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's South African.
South African, yeah.
I think it's South African.
Do you have anything to say about him, though?
I think his shit was genuine. Yeah, he really wanted to. Do you think he was cute? Didn't pay attention.
Yo, you're on a show right now.
I was listening.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Did you think he was cute? Be honest.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Okay.
Hi, Bobby and Andrew and the Bad Friends family. I think what I want for my New Year's resolution is to find love, you know? Find that special someone who can just make me happy.
Aww.
I am on the fucking phone. Do you? Hi, Bobby and Andrew and...
That was good.
That was really
that
good.
That was really good.
That guy was good.
Yeah, it was really, that was a good bit.
That's a good bit.
That was a really good
bit. Hey, Bad Friends. I hope whatever you're arguing about gets resolved by the end of the episode. This is my Bad Friends New Year's challenge. Thanks for having me. I would like to, when I get my boogers picked by myself, to not get caught.
This guy's, I love this guy.
This is my guy. It's
not been a huge problem in my life, but I've been caught maybe a couple times a year. And when I eat them and someone sees, that's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, and I also eat them too. So
thank you.
If we could, I don't want people to see. I'm on a diet, so I don't take that into account for calories or, I'm a good guy and everything.
Okay.
Anyways, well, people have to say that.
Why do they have to say that?
George, I think he's pretty nice.
Yeah, all right.
You don't know. First of all, you don't know him.
Yeah.
If you knew George, you know he isn't a nice guy.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
Balsamic, Caesar, blue cheese.
What up, Bobby? What up, Andrew? Mm-hmm. My New Year's resolution is to impregnate that bitch right there. Holla at a pregnant bitch.
Love that guy.
Love that guy.
Love that guy.
He could be part of the family.
Hey, man, straight up, I hope you get her pregnant, bro. Don't pull out.
You know
out.
What? With some of these, like,
don't
let's,
pull
let's do
out.
A vote, right? If they're invited into our family or not.
That guy's invited in the fam.
He's invited in the family.
100%.
Before. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Bobby and Andrew. My New Year's resolution is I want to start absorbing things more. Because the thing is that...
That's what you did.
I always hear you, but I didn't always listen to you.
That's interesting. I think he's part of the family, and we have to keep him around in case he hurts somebody. I don't want... He said, he had some good show calls.
Yeah.
But I also think he's creepily in his car. He's either...
You know what's scary, though?
Right? Everything about it.
He looks like he's in a passenger seat.
Yeah, he is.
And no one's in the driver's seat. Right? So he's just sitting in the passenger seat...
Of a car
and just taping shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking scary.
He's in the family.
He's in the family.
We gotta save him.
Hey guys, my new resolution is actually to start buying more trading cards. Because as you might know, trading cards are pretty much just gambling for children. And I want to start getting that addictive personality going. So that once I'm an adult, instead of just gambling, you know, maybe I'll get into a little bit of drugs, maybe a little alcohol. Like an adult does.
Respect.
And, I'll never catch up to Bobby. You know, he was very ahead of the game in terms of drug abuse at a young age. But,
it's true.
Know, I mean, I can get close. I can
it's
get
not
close.
Not so
yeah.
No.
That's my New Year's resolution. Child gambling.
No, that's not.
Happy New Year's, you guys.
Look, I'm not going to support kids gambling and doing drugs, but this kid?
Yeah.
I'm down. I think it's cool.
I think it's cool. He's, you know, it's scary. He's young.
We're supposed to do the right thing here.
Yeah, the right thing is.
I don't want to. Hey, dude. You go do drugs and gamble and do whatever you want to do. Life is short. If 2020 taught us anything, it's that life is too short.
No.
He's in the family. That's my nephew.
He's not.
Yep.
Stop.
Hey, Bobby.
Stop.
Hey, Ruth.
Stop.
All right.
Just move on.
I'm going to say it.
Just fucking move on.
I'm going to say it.
Just move on.
I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
I for sure thought that was a woman. And maybe I'm dumb.
No.
Maybe I'm stupid.
No.
And I'm stupid. And people at home should know I'm not smart. I've never claimed to be smart.
But honestly,
when I saw this person, when I opened the video, I thought it was going to be, hey, guys.
No. What I saw thought?
What?
CGI. No, I'm not being kidding. I swear to God. I go, wow, the animation is getting fucking good.
Avatar is unreal.
Yeah. He looks like, you know what he looks like? Wait. a human flesh colored. These are those
fans.
Avatars? I know.
These are our fans.
From those creatures from Pandora. those blue creatures from Pandora. But flesh colored.
These are our fans.
I know, but he's great. Bob, he's great.
Hey, we love you. Can we hear what he has to say?
I already rewind it though, but I can't look at the screen. I'll laugh.
All right.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Andrew. Hey, Rudy. Hey, Andres. So hey, Pink Dick. My New Year's resolution is to suck more dick. I'm pretty good at it now, but I'd like to be spectacular. Anyways, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you guys for being bad friends.
I gotta go to that planet Pandora.
First of all, this guy's the shit.
He is the shit.
He says he wants to be an expert at S and the Diz.
Yeah.
Love this dude.
Love this guy.
Love this dude. Oh, God. Not just in the family, gonna get a seat at the table. How about that?
Yeah.
Not just in the family. Let's play this one more time. This guy gets a seat at the table. He calls out everybody. Listen.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Hey, Andrew.
Thank you.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rude.
Yeah.
Hey, Andres.
Hi.
Hey, Pink Dick.
Pink Dick.
My New Year's resolution is to suck more dick.
Dope.
I'm pretty good at it now, but I'd like to be spectacular.
Yeah. I bet you would.
Anyways, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay. Thank you guys for being bad friends.
Shout out to this fucking mega babe with really good skin that wants to suck better D.
Honestly, though, I would
love
let
this
him.
Dude.
I would let him.
100%.
Yeah, I would
mega babe. Great hair.
Great hair.
Great skin.
Right. Sorry, but we were a little mean at first.
We're just having fun.
We're having fun, yeah.
And let me tell you.
Yeah, I like your look.
In the family, at the table.
You're at the table.
That's high up. All right, let's see who else.
Wait,
is here.
Before you air more, right? Is it good for me to make fun of them,
dude? It's all love. This is all love.
All right, because I love them.
Yes, like, they're my own family, these are our fans. We love them.
Am I being too mean?
No.
Okay, Rudy.
No, Rudy's the gauge. She'll tell us.
Yeah, she's not even here.
No, barely. I know, barely.
She's half asleep.
Barely.
Yeah. Here we go.
My New Year's resolution is
MS-13 guys. We have MS-13 fans.
Dope, because they can protect us.
Yeah.
Not so much, and probably look at the camera a little bit more, and hopefully get a job when COVID's all done, and maybe accidentally run into Andrew or Bobby somewhere on the street in LA, and also maybe get onto Bad Friends. Oh, and possibly cut my hair.
Well, you made it onto Bad Friends, my friend. Let me tell you, you
He's
made
cute.
It onto Bad Friends.
I like him.
I like him a lot. Yeah. He made it on. He said he wanted to be on. He made it on. Unless, of course, we cut that bit.
No, we're not going to cut it.
We got to leave it in.
We got to leave it in.
But it would be funny if we cut it.
Yeah. What do we do with this? Right when he starts talking, we cut it down. Okay?
No, he's the shit.
Oh, he's the shit.
He's the shit. You're on Bad Friends. All right, let's see. Some more fans coming at you. Mm-hmm.
What's up, bad friends? Cheeto Santino, slept brother. My New Year's resolution is to stop fucking my cousins. Yay!
It's always good to get a shout out from Theo Vaughn. Yeah. It's really nice that he did our show.
Yeah. Or not.
Nah.
If the cousin's hot.
Yeah, it depends on how distant the cousin is.
Yeah.
How many times removed? Yeah. Well, I guess he said cousin stuff, so he's in the family.
Yeah.
Gotta let him in.
Hey, it's Gianna from Texas. My New Year's resolution is to get rid of my orangutan tits.
In the family. At the table.
I don't know what an orangutan tit is.
Droopy goopies, I guess.
Oh, you have droopy tits?
I got, what's orangutan about them?
Yeah.
Orange, orangutans, are, so maybe she has
Those
orange
boobs. Those are just
boob. Hairy. Hairy and long and hang down. Let's hear that one more time.
I love her.
Like She's
the
awesome.
The rhythm was good.
Hey, it's Gianna from Texas. My New Year's resolution is to get rid of my orangutan tits.
We love her.
I like it.
She's the best.
Yeah.
What's up, bad friends? What's up, Andrew, Bobby, Jules, Andrades, George? My name's George, too. Happy fucking New Year's. My fucking New Year's resolution is to fucking not be fat anymore. I'm down 40 pounds this year.
Congrats.
I have a long way to go, but you know what?
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Oh my God.
Love you too. Good luck on the weight loss, Papa. Keep it moving.
He could have died just doing that video.
Yeah. Taking the shirt off.
His
like,
heart just imploded.
Yeah.
Honestly? Yeah. Keep him. He's in the family.
Keep him in the family.
Yeah.
My resolution is to get that dumpling. You know what I'm talking about, Robert.
That's right.
That guy wants to sleep with you.
He wants to suck on my sacks.
Yeah, he loves your dump.
Yeah. My sacks are like dumplings. Thank you.
Hey, Rocket.
Rocket?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Jules. Also, Andres and George. Not really, hey, George. My resolution is to stop smoking. I've been doing that for too long.
Gotta quit.
I don't feel good about it anymore. So, Happy New Year's, guys. Merry Christmas.
Handsome guy.
Handsome guy. We love you, brother. You gotta quit smoking. Bobby quit smoking, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah.
Who's next?
My New Year's resolution for this year was to lose weight and get my health back on track. Starting in September of last year, over the last year and about 3-4 months or so, I have lost 203 pounds.
Oh,
which
wow.
Brings me down from 530 plus pounds-ish, I don't really know where I was, down to 326 pounds currently. And so my goal for next year is to finally hit my actual goal weight, which is to drop down to about 250 to 260 pounds. I'm 6'7", I have gigantism. Or acromegaly, as it's actually called. And so I just want to get my health right and, you know, be comfortable in my body for, you know, the first time in my life. So love you guys. Uncle Tito, Andrew.
We love this guy. By the way,
I want to meet him.
George, find out about this guy.
I've never met anyone with gigantism.
Me neither. I want to meet this guy. Yeah, George, find out about this guy, please. That's incredible. I want to know more about
incredible.
Him.
It's incredible. And he it looks like he's driving a Honda Civic.
That's actually a truck.
It is?
That's like an 18-wheeler.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It looks like a coupe to him. He's 6'7". 6'7", and he lost 200 pounds?
Wow.
Dude,
but like, if you have gigantism and you're 530 pounds, isn't that like not that big of a deal?
6'7" is not that tall.
It's not?
It's like LeBron.
Right, okay. But how much does LeBron weigh?
250, maybe 260.
Okay, but it's still like if I weighed 530, it would look differently.
I would pay my whole bank account to see you weigh 500 pounds. It would make me so happy.
Would you try to help me?
I would do everything in my power.
Yeah.
If you got that big, I would, dude, it'd be a dream come true to watch you get that fat.
I know, but I could die. That's me.
No, I'd make sure
that's
you were
so
fine.
Mean.
No, I'd make sure you were fine.
Right. But what would I look like at 500 pounds? Not that bad.
At 500 pounds?
Yeah.
You weigh how much right now?
175.
Okay. 3.5 times what you weigh right now.
Yeah.
What would you think you'd look like?
Ralphie May.
More.
Really?
More.
Because he was taller.
It'd be like Ralphie and Lavelle Crawford together.
And you would love to see that.
100%.
Yeah.
I'd pay so much money to watch you get fat.
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby. Love you. Hey, Cheeto, Santino. Love you, too. My news...
keep it going.
My New Year's resolution is to do stand-up comedy.
Did you hear... He tried to stand... He wants stand-up.
Yeah.
Did you hear him fart, though? Listen.
Hi, Bobby. Love you. Hey, Cheeto, Santino. Love you, too. My news... My New Year's resolution is to do stand-up comedy.
In the family.
What, the head.
We can't.
The head of the family. He's our new leader.
Hello, bad friends. My name is Lance Cordell. I'm sending this video all the way from Manitoba, Canada.
Love it. Love Canada.
Just wanted to say hello to Bobby, Andrew.
Hey.
Mrs. Juliana.
There it is.
Fancy B.
Yes.
Pink Dick George.
Anyone
else who's involved with Bad Friends. My New Year's resolution for this year is something that's been weighing heavily on me for a very long time. I need to get in touch with somebody. He was a little Asian kid that used to live
keep going
close by me, and what we used to do was really not right. We need to say, I want to say I'm sorry. I never meant to lure you with Fun Dip and brutally molest you for an entire summer.
I knew it was
good. I just want to say, if you're watching out there, little Asian kid, I'm sorry. And Happy New Year.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
He's talking about you?
Yeah.
Because that's real.
Yeah.
All right.
And if the guy that molested me looked like him, I would have molested him back.
He was hot.
Yeah.
The hot, burly guy.
Yeah, I'd just be fingering back, but it's not. Anyway, let's move on.
Buffy!
Oh, my God, Andrew. The best thing that you've ever done for me is give me that Buffy comforter.
I know it. It's the most comfortable, earth-friendly, and cruelty-free thing on your bed. Sleepless nights, worrying about what's going on. Don't worry anymore. It's 100% eucalyptus fiber to regulate the temperature, keep you cool at night.
But I know you're reading it off the thing. I'm just telling you right now that, you know, I know that you use it in your own house.
Yeah, I do.
You know, in every room. Yep. Juliana has one.
Who uses it in your house? Do you really use it?
Every room we have it.
Does Jules use it?
Yeah, she loves it.
Wow.
And it's the greatest thing you've ever given me. Buffy is the best, guys.
I've given you a lot of great stuff.
Buffy's the only thing.
Okay, Buffy's the best. You heard it, right? Yeah. No more night sweats. Get cozy without overheating. I've talked about this on the show. I used to sweat every single night. It's 100% plant-based design. It's breathable, and it keeps you comfortable in a temperature way that is polyester and down-filled comforters just can't compete, baby. To eucalyptus fabric inside and out.
It's softer than cotton.
It is.
And it naturally soothes the skin.
It's hypoallergenic too, which
you
love. Hypoallergenic. No sneezes. It's cruelty free. No down here, baby. Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth? Try it in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it. Right, Bob? Tell them what they can get. Tell them what the deal is.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter
Bad Friends.
Once again, for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter
Bad Friends. Well, let's take a minute real quick.
What are you grateful for?
Let's take a minute to thank the staff. I genuinely.
Thank the staff.
Let's thank the Rudy. Thank you, Rudy. Let's say why we appreciate Rudy.
And did you prepare the speech we asked you to prepare?
Yeah, did you?
And if not, improvise one.
You didn't ask me.
Oh, you didn't tell me to dress up, you fucking lady.
Because I thought you knew.
So do the speech that we said.
Do the speech, please.
Yearly speech.
Thank you for everyone watching the show. What? And Happy New Year.
That's the speech?
Was that really the speech you prepared?
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, we did. First of all, George sent an email that said, please dress up and please prepare a speech, and you didn't.
I dressed up, but I didn't know about the speech.
We'll get back to you. Andres, it's your turn. Thank you so much, Andres. We all want to say thank you for your commitment and your dedication to this show. It's been less than 1 year, but it's been an incredible run. We love you. Thank you for what you've done. Go ahead and tell your speech.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, fans, for appreciating us. Stay safe and
stay safe
and be good to each other.
That's great. And last on the list, of course, is Jange.
Well, can I, before George,
Scourge? No, because we still have to do two other people. Scourge, real quick. George,
can I add on to Andreas?
Friends and countrymen, here, thank you all for joining us. Thank you for being a bad friend. It might be a little bit early, but it's the end of the year. So at the end of the year, we will thank you.
I want to just say, George doesn't know it, but he got fired this week. He has idea.
Yeah.
You're fired, but we love you.
I want to say something honest about Andreas. May I just interject?
Please.
Because I don't say positive things. You know, when we signed on to do Bad Friends, you know, I reluctantly invited George into the fray.
Well, time out. Back it up. You literally said to me, me and you are going to do Bad Friends. What do we think about George? And I said...
You said no.
No, immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even skip a beat.
You said, what do you think? You said no.
I knew.
I go, well, how'd you know? He goes, I just know.
I just knew.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you came around to yourself a little bit and you said, you know what? I'm going to involve him. You know why?
Yeah.
Because of Andres.
Well, that's not what I was going to say.
Diamond in the rough.
That's not what I was going to say.
A diamond
in
Spain.
What I was going to say is that I regretted inviting George into the party.
Same.
But then he invited the fucking, you know.
Fancy B. Yeah.
And at first I was reluctant and I didn't like it. But I realized that what an asset he is to the company.
Truly.
And he's more of an asset than George is.
By far.
By far.
Not even a question.
And, you know, if I could renegotiate the contract.
And fire George and keep Andres?
I would do that.
I've been trying to do it for about a year.
I know you have.
Seriously,
you call
40,
me every day.
40 weeks. Yeah.
But George really needs to step up his fucking game.
Couldn't be more true. Couldn't, honestly.
Like, call me and say, you have to dress up for this episode.
Fact.
You know?
Fact.
Or how about, like, you got to bring a gift because you got to bring Andrew a gift because
Secret
of the fucking
Santa.
Raffle.
Yep.
Right? About defend me during the trial.
Hey, Andres, does your back hurt from carrying all the weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. A lot of it.
And your asshole hurts, too, from him fucking you, huh? Every fucking day.
Does he have sex with him?
Yeah, literally.
Well? That is what it is.
And, so anyway,
and
that's
so,
my...
So this team that we've compiled here is a great team, and we want to thank... There's two more people that people don't get to see. People get to see George and Andres. People don't get to see Jenna and Joe, and we're calling them right now. They are...
There he is.
They work on the show with us, and they're part of our team that's not located here in Los Angeles, but we love them very much,
Joe
and
seems
we
nervous.
Want to include
Joe
them.
Seems nervous.
Joe is very nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy New Year.
She looks like Cleopatra. I told her to do that.
What? Happy New Year. Am I?
You're good. Now you're looking money.
Am I right side up?
Yeah. You she looks like Cleopatra?
I called her earlier because we talk about like styles and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I go, can you dress up as Cleopatra today? And she did it.
And she did?
Yeah, she did the hairstyle.
She looks Cleopatra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does Joe look like?
Nostrafu.
Nostrafu?
Yeah.
Nosferatu.
Yeah, yeah.
Nosferatu.
Nostrafu.
Well, we wanted to call. You both look so pretty. Obviously, Jenna, you look great. Joe, you look Joe. And we wanted to call and tell you guys thank you for a great year. We had so much fun on the show.
Thank you for your help. And Jenna and Joe, what can we do as performers on the show to improve our game?
Yeah. Notes. We need notes.
I would say, oh, man. You know, I'd probably say you guys should probably fight more on the show.
Got it.
Uh-huh. I don't think you guys have really have done that enough. So
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of
that makes sense.
That a bit
we
more.
Should fight more. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And
Jenna?
Then, Jenna?
Maybe some more costume.
Costume.
Don't think you do enough costume.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do they know each other?
Very, very well.
Are they dating?
No, they're not. No.
Oh.
This is a fucking workspace. It's a professional workspace, dude. We can get sued.
Why are you getting fucking angry for no reason? I'm asking a question.
We can get sued for that. We can get sued by HR.
That's what I'm talking about.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. More of that.
Hey, look at
more of that.
That was planned.
No, exactly. I was really angry just now because you raised your voice for no fucking reason.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's part of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. HR. It's a good bit.
Well, we wanted to say thank you to the entire staff and crew that helped make Bad Friends possible. Rudy, thank you kind of. George, Andres, you're a lovely guy. We love you very much. And Jenna and Joe, thank you so much endlessly. For the fans at home, this is the people that make the show happen.
Thank you so much, honestly.
This is genuinely the people that make this show possible. So these guys are great people, honestly.
Thank you so much.
And we love them as more than we love anybody that works here locally.
If we could have you two here and get rid of fucking George, I mean, that would be nice.
God, what a blessing that would be.
That would be a blessing.
What a blessing it would be.
Yeah.
Honest. I mean, and I mean it genuinely. And George, I know you can hear us, and we mean it. thank you guys so much for everything. We love you guys. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, man.
And here's to a wonderful 2021 that's, fingers crossed, going to be a lot better than 2020. Love you guys.
Cheers
to you guys.
Cheers.
Bobby's sober, so he can't do that. Yeah, but cheers. Yeah. Love you guys.
I love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Happy
New Year.
Love you. The best. Just grade A people.
I was going to say something to really make you mad just now, but you know what? My gut instinct said no, because I want to start a fight because it's the New Year's episode.
Do it.
I was going to say right after that, who were they? That would have really made you mad.
Yeah.
But see, I'm growing because I'm going to change my fucking deal for the next year.
Change it.
I just did. That was a gut instinct for me to go, who the fuck were they, right? And I said, Bob, my internal fucking dialogue said, don't say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like, I think, a growth thing. And I think that's what I'm going to do. That's just apple cider, right?
No, it's alcohol.
Yeah, I can't drink it.
You're fine. Just drink it.
Okay, I'll relapse for you.
For me?
Yeah, yeah.
100% juice.
Right? Yes, no, it is.
Hey, Jules, if I relapsed, would you tell Kalila?
Yeah.
What? You have no loyalty or no... I know, for me? You don't like me at all?
We brought you on this show as a part of our family, and now you just like disrespect.
You don't like me at all?
I want to help you.
That's not helping me, dude. You're
it's
fucking...
helping.
No, you're not.
No, that's hurting.
It's hurting.
You know, when I was drinking, when we were drinking on my show, the first time we ever did Whiskey Ginger together, you had Red Bull, and in the glass, it looks like whiskey.
Yeah.
People were like, I can't fucking believe you'd be okay with him relapsing in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, are you guys fucking out of your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
George,
would you tell, honestly, if I pulled you aside and I said, hey, I relapsed, would you tell Kalila?
You did. You did do that.
I did what?
You did pull me aside and ask and fucking tell me that you relapsed.
Did you tell Kalila?
No.
I know you didn't.
No, I did not.
you. So then that's a real front.
Well, because it was, I was concerned about you. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I actually was concerned. I had no idea what to do.
We hadn't done Bad Friends then, though, right?
No, that's what. Yeah. No, and that's what kind of led to it. But also, that's what scared the shit out of me, because I was like, I told my wife, I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You put me in a very bad situation.
Give me the thing.
Give him the thing. But also, that's Kalila's fucking niece.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm never going to have an ally in the house.
I'm your ally, but I'm just don't live in your house.
I know.
Oh, don't drink it yet, Bob. All right, we're going to do a countdown. Yeah, put some. George, who's this last one for? Okay. All right, so don't drink before we do the fucking countdown. So wait, what do you want me to do first, Andres?
Hey, guys. So to welcome the new year, we're going to do it Spanish style. And this Spanish is how style. We do it in Spain.
Okay.
When the clock chimes 12 a.m. on the 1st, we eat one grape per chime in order to get good luck for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So you guys will have a countdown there, and Rudy can give you the grapes. And then with each chime, you guys have to eat one grape, trying not to choke.
How many? The chimes go come fast?
No, they're pretty.
I've eaten grapes before, bro.
You have to eat grapes without choking? This is what the Spaniards do?
Yeah. How easy is this?
These people are so weird.
I know.
All right. So we have to eat grapes without choking. Yeah. All right. So I got to do. Okay. Here we go. So this is the Spaniard New Year.
Right.
Here we go.
Wait. These are the quarters.
Hold on.
So you will see on the screen when to eat.
So we don't eat until it says eat?
Right, until the first chime starts. The first chimes that you guys are going to hear are the quarters, and it's just to prepare you for it.
The first chime you hear.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
It might be one of those things where we don't know that eating that many grapes at a certain amount of time makes you choke.
No. The choking part, I'm just saying because you guys are not used to. That's the.
Oh, he's just saying because he's got experience.
Oh,
doing
I thought that this was like a challenge that they had in Spain.
No.
Eat as many grapes as you want without choking. You know what I mean?
You think you can live through the grape?
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, here we go. Let's start. Ready? And go.
Wait.
That's a chime.
No, wait. Those are the quarters now. Ding dong. There are four of those. See as the clock gets to 12.
The grapes are so sweet.
Okay. Now.
One.
Fail. Did you get him, George? Oh, yeah. George and I were the only ones who did it right.
We did it?
Yeah, but you guys have to have your mouth clear.
You guys didn't do it. They didn't do it.
We did it. It's on camera.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Let's do it again. Wait, so what you're saying is that there can't be any grapes in the mouth.
Right.
You never told us that. Tell us the fucking rules.
Also.
You just swallow them whole?
Yeah. No. You chew them and then swallow.
You didn't chew and swallow.
There's no way.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Fuck this.
So now, after this, we're doing some Filipino tradition.
Okay.
Rudy, go ahead.
For Filipino traditions during the new year, when it turns midnight, we have to jump really high because, like really high so that And the next year you will grow taller. And then, and then you have to, when it's midnight, you have to scream or make noises so that the evil spirit won't possess you. That's it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Don't look at me, man.
Well, I mean, you would know if this is fake or not.
I've never seen this happen, but.
All right, so what do we have to do?
Yeah, let me. Can we look it up first?
No, we even just trust. She's Filipino.
I feel like she's making it up.
She's our resident. She's our resident.
First of all, jump as high as you can so you can grow the next year. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, they are short. Their average height is.
All right, number two, make funny noises to scare away evil spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So where's the clock for that?
There's no clock for that.
All right.
Yep.
All right, count us off.
All right. I can't do it, but yeah. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
Okay, I think we're ready for the champagne.
And your screaming was crazy.
Yeah.
Like you scream, you like you meant it.
Yeah.
You really believe evil spirits are like around?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
She does. You do, huh?
You do believe in it.
What do you think is going to happen to you?
Yeah. If you don't do that, what do you think is going to happen?
My year will be like bad.
Yeah. So you didn't scream last year.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe someone will die.
Oh. What? Somebody you love?
Maybe. Like close. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Pretty dark.
What are the. Oh, Andres, what does it say? Dance 1, 2, 3.
Those are the music for our dancing party.
Andrew? Party.
That feels good.
Pretty good.
Get up and dance!
And dance! I'm out of breath.
Really good. Well, there is one more. I don't think we should do it, but maybe.
I'm not doing it again.
You're not doing it again?
Well, if you turn it on, who knows what will happen. Okay.
That's good. Okay, so we have to have a countdown and cheers.
Okay.
Champagne, now that we're out of breath, it's been a great party. It's been an amazing new year. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Ah!